Welcome to the Sam and Parker podcast. This week, we are going to be talking about the different states and countries and how friendly they are to queer people. I hope you enjoy.
Okay, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about something really interesting that I found recently, and it is the best and worst states for queer people to live. And I'm going to link the site in the description or in the, what's it called, the podcast description? Is that what it's called?
I think so. I know some people call it the show notes.
Show notes, whatever it's called. But for those of you who don't like want to look at it or want to look at it immediately, it's www.lgbtmap.org/equality-maps. And so all the info that I'm going to be really talking about in the next few minutes is directly from that site. And it's something that I've talked about my emergency plan before of where we could live. That's like basically where I got all the info because I feel that they're extremely reliable. So this is a quote directly from their website, but I feel like it does a good job of describing what the like map shows. And it says, this map shows the overall policy tallies as distinct from sexual orientation or gender identity tallies for each state, the District of Columbia, and five populated US territories. A state's policy tally scores the laws and policies within each state that shape LGBTQ people's lives, experiences, and equality. The major categories of laws covered by the policy tally include relationship and parental recognition, non-discrimination, religious exemptions, LGBTQ youth, healthcare, criminal justice, and identity documents. So that's how, it's really good because with being LGBT and being with somebody that's trans, it was really good to be able to look specifically about legislation about gender orientation rather than just sexuality.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what I found fantastic about this map, and it's really good for both. And like I listed, it shows each of the policy tally about, like, what all is legalized in your relationship, what rights you would have as an LGBT parent or foster care, anything like that, because a lot of states will not let you be a foster parent if you're LGBT. Non-discrimination, so how it would protect you from discrimination. Religious exemptions, meaning, which this was a big fight in Indiana, I don't know what it is now, but the rule in Indiana used to be that any business did not have to serve you if you were LGBT and they were Christian. They didn't have to serve you.
I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure that's still a thing.
Still a thing. I knew it was a big fight because there was this whole thing about a wedding cake or something.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. And there's been a new case recently. I don't know if it was in Indiana, but it's been in the U.S. because I got an ad for it.
Well, there was a popular Indiana case specifically about that.
I think it might be another one.
And then LGBTQ healthcare. Certain states won't let teachers even talk to children about LGBT topics.
Florida,
yeah. Florida, Texas. I don't know about Texas. I just know they're usually bad.
Don't get me started about Florida. I'm so sad.
I'm gonna wait until whatever you got going on there.
I'm just trying to be quiet.
It's okay. I just wanted to wait so that way we're both focused. So I'm gonna start off by reading which ones have high policy, medium, fair, low, and negative, which high is good and negative is bad. And then we're kind of just going to talk about them. We're going to talk about which ones surprised us and then our experiences in the states that we've traveled in. So, high policy is Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Colorado, Minnesota, Illinois, New York, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Hawaii, which Parker probably didn't know half of those existed.
Okay, listen. For those that don't know, I'm an idiot, and I don't know the states very well, which is really embarrassing being a U.S. resident and who was born and raised in the United States. I don't know it. I've tried to learn it. It's not like I didn't get educated. I just don't understand it. And there's too many of them, and my brain doesn't comprehend. So, yeah, I didn't know some of these for a thing. However, I knew most of them.
So it's just funny to me because I know all the states and most of the capitals of the states. I don't know. Okay, medium policy is New Mexico, Virginia, New Hampshire, Delaware, Maryland, and Puerto Rico. Which, for those of you who don't know, because it's including Puerto Rico, some of the things I'm going to be listing off are territories, which if, like, you at home have never heard of them, then it's probably a U.S. territory. Which, they commonly have, like, different laws than what's in the U.S., but it's a case-by-case basis. FAIR policy is Alaska, Utah, North Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. Low policy is Idaho, Texas, Montana, Wyoming, Arizona, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Georgia, Florida, Guam, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. I probably butchered that, so I'm so sorry to anyone that lives there. Negative policy is South Dakota, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and South Carolina. So what I wrote down when making these notes were the surprises. Number one was Tennessee, because I had no idea that Tennessee was that bad for LGBT people. Like, I had no clue prior to really doing this research.
I had some suspicions.
And then the other one was South Carolina. I really thought it was going to be better than it was.
I'm a little confused in the idea that North Carolina is fair, but yeah. South Carolina is in the negative.
Well, I mean, South Carolina is more south, so like...
I guess that's fair, yeah.
And then, what was I surprised about Texas?
I was going to say, I wasn't surprised about Texas.
I think I was surprised that Texas was low and not negative. I think that's what I was surprised about, you know?
Yeah,
Texas
right.
was, like, listed under low, and I'm like, is it low, though? Yeah, I'm sure it is. I trust these people, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Were there any in particular that surprised you?
I'm looking over them right now to see if there's anything that I was shook by. Rhode Island makes sense to me. I feel like I've heard really good things about Rhode Island being really accepting.
Any East Coast is supposed to be... East Coast and West Coast. It's everything in between that's usually bad.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Another thing that surprised me was Hawaii. I know nothing about Hawaiian culture, but I just think it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I think Hawaiian culture is pretty loving and accepting
that
of a lot
sense.
Of people.
Like I said, I really don't know anything about them, but I was surprised to hear that.
Oh, yeah. No, I know it's a big thing right now to be supporting Hawaiian culture, and it's getting glazed over, and...
Well, the whole thing about Americans shouldn't be using it as a tourist spot as much as they are, because it's... I feel like they're impending on, like... I don't know about religion, but, like, they're impending on culture, at the very least.
But they like to do it to the natives, too.
So yeah, yeah. But,
leave
I mean,
it to America.
I feel like Hawaii is the newest, like, conquest of people we're fucking over.
Probably.
Like, not that Native Americans aren't still being, you know, mistreated. I'm just saying, I think it's the newest.
Yeah, I would venture to say it's the newest for sure.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised Alaska's in fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's people in Alaska, but I wouldn't think there'd be enough people to be problematic.
I wonder if it's, like, I don't know if this is what you're getting at, but it's so spread out that just nobody cares what you do.
Maybe.
Like be trans, be LGBT. Nobody gives a shit. Like
Michigan, too, because I always felt really safe in Michigan. Which, granted, I've never been to Detroit, which I know is pretty bad.
I visited Upper Peninsula, specifically, and did not feel very safe.
Really?
Even, like, I wasn't LGBT, but, like, being... With me having short hair and being more masculine presenting a lot of times, it can cause problems, and I did not feel safe up there at all.
Really?
I was, like, for those Michigan people, I was around the area of the Porcupine Mountains, way up at the top. It felt like a lot of hicks. It felt very much like the middle of West Virginia to me. That's
really?
What it felt like. Yeah. Because I've been to West Virginia, I've been all throughout West Virginia and Virginia, and that is truly what it felt to me, like to me.
I mean, granted, last time I went to Michigan, I had long hair and I passed as a cis female.
That's what I'm saying, it wasn't like a full experience. Yeah. But, the people were extremely nice, like, because I've traveled more than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the people in Michigan are extremely nice, extremely open. I just didn't feel safe to be myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I never really noticed a problem, but again, I wasn't really actively.
It's also a matter of opinion, too, though. I'm sure there like could be people listening that are around the area and are like, what? We're super supportive. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, like, I just didn't realize.
I'm also really confused about American Samoan being really low.
Cause I didn't even know what that is.
I'm going to Google it real quick. Like, podcast aside. Because I thought the Samoan people had a gender neutral thing.
I don't know.
I'm almost positive. Like, they have their own version of Two-Spirit. Mm. Yeah, Fafanin. I think that's how you say it. Huh. Yeah, they're part of the American Samoan culture.
I'll pull them up specifically. I'll like, look.
Because that's weird to me.
I'll look at them specifically. Showing the states. Come on, give me like the whole thing. Okay, I'm pulling it up on the map I looked at.
So same-sex sexual activity became legal in the territory in 1980, but same-sex couples are not eligible for the rights and benefits available to different sex married couples.
Okay, here's what the LGBT maps says about it, because I did it like a general, just looking at the map. I didn't go into each territory or anything. Mm. So, it says there is a sexual orientation, law, so marriage for same-sex couples, medical decision-making authority for same-sex couples, step-parent adoption for married same-sex couples, joint adoption for married same-sex couples. It doesn't say anything about gender identity there. Second parent. This is all about like family stuff. Cause it says adoption, non-discrimination protection for LGBTQ parents, and there's no policy about it. So discrimination can happen. And the same with foster care. Mm. And then it says LGBTQ definitions of spouse/partner and definitions of children/parent. Mm-hmm. And it says no policy about anything there either. Leading to a 1 out of 7 for relationship and parental recognition. Oh. And then, according to this, there is not a single legislation that's non-discrimination towards anybody, like LGBT.
I'm looking on Wikipedia, which is not the most mm-hmm. great source. But, this one has a lot of references, so yeah. I would kind of trust this one.
Yeah.
That seems to check out pretty well. It says that same-sex sexual activity is legal, and there's the equal age of consent, mm-hmm. and that gay, lesbians, and bisexuals are allowed to serve openly in the military, mm-hmm. and most trans people have been allowed to serve openly since 2021. Mm-hmm. But it also says that intersex people are banned from being in the military.
Oh. I'm gonna continue reading this real quick to tell you like why it was rated that way. Mm-hmm. So religious exemption laws, it lists as no negative laws, but also no like protective ones at all. And that includes providing marriage licenses. So technically they have the right to not provide marriage licenses to LGBTQ people. I don't know how many people have had a problem. I'm just talking policy only. Mm-hmm. LGBT youth laws, it lists completely zero, no negative laws, but just no laws in general. And then healthcare, it lists zero, and there's no laws protecting, like, in healthcare or anything, and non-discrimination, or any of that for LGBT people. Criminal justice, absolutely nothing. For identity documents, there is a negative law with the name change process of trans individuals. So the identity documents is rated -1 out of 4. So it says sexual orientation policy tally is listed as low, which is 1 out of 20.5, and gender identity tally is listed at -1 out of 22. Which, like I said, this is this map, so, like, I don't know. It could be wrong, but that's what this map is saying about the Samoan
society. When we worked on your project, I'm pretty sure I read something where it used to be super inclusive, like, years ago for trans people and for that specific gender identity. And I think over time, because of the Christian Revolution,
maybe
that's changed.
Yeah.
I think.
So maybe it has changed and that's why it's not good anymore?
Yeah.
Or, like, theoretically, like, don't get me wrong. If you're someone that's in that community
and you're
like,
better than we do,
you're like, no, that's not right, please reach out to us, because I don't know. I didn't even know it was a thing before researching for this.
No, I'm super fascinated with your culture and you are beautiful people. So please reach out.
any other thing that surprised you? Is there anything else you want to cover before we move on to some stories?
I don't really think so. I'm looking over the Indiana one right now. And I don't understand how things work, but the percentages aren't matching up and they're making me laugh. Because it says there is 4.5% of adults in Indiana that are LGBT, right? But then it says percentage of LGBT adults raising children is 34%.
Interesting.
And then it also says percentage of
workforce. Well, I think that would take just the percentage of data of the LGBT people. So it would start out at 100%, and then 34% of those people are raising children. I took a whole class about how to properly interpret data to, like, because the news tries to prevent criminal justice data as a way that it's not, and so I took an entire course about how to interpret data.
Okay, and then explain this one. So it says 4.5% of adults who are LGBT are that. Then it says 5% of the workforce of Indiana is LGBT.
Wait, read it again.
So percentage of adults, so this is quick facts on Indiana.
Yeah.
Percent of adults who are LGBT, 4.5%. Percent of workforce that is LGBT is 5%.
I wonder if it's about the amount of people that are working. I wonder if there's like some issue there where like, there's more people in Indiana than ones that are working. And so that would be a completely different, like, data range.
And I mean, there's also a year difference between those two.
Yeah, so that's a possibility too. It could be wrong. I'm just saying from what I know, because, like I said, I've learned to interpret data.
Yeah. I mean, we can cut that out. I was just curious.
We can keep it in either way. It doesn't matter. So
I was interested. I'll see. I was like, it's our state. It's like, I know more.
So, I wanted to move on to talk about our experiences.
Yeah,
sure. And how we've been treated in different states. So, we've talked a little bit about how we are treated in Indiana. And in each state, keep in mind, it's 100% different in every city and every town. But just kind of in general, I don't feel great, but I also don't feel horrible about the way Terre Haute treats LGBTQ people.
I was going to say, I think 1,000% depends on the town.
Yeah.
Because back home, like where I went to school at, was really bad. But then the town that I technically lived in wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst. I think the town I grew up going to school was bad. And I came here and it was like a whole new mecca. I literally thought I was moving to Indy when I moved up here.
And then Columbus is supposed to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Because Columbus has a pride.
They do, but from what I've heard, they're not as inclusive as I always thought they were. From residents that I know that live
there. The fact that they even have a pride is fantastic. I know somebody at work, I don't remember what county she's from, because we divide up work by counties.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Allen County, but I could be wrong. I don't even know what's there. But she always describes it as a very small town. And they tried to have Pride 1 year, and they haven't since, because it was just, like, a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as far as I know, I've never been, but I've heard Columbus's Pride turned out pretty darn well. I want to say they might have done one in North Vernon, but it was a really tiny one.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. They may not have. I thought I remember hearing something about it, though. Well, we've also held up, like, a convention there, too, like a Comic-Con, and
yeah.
It was tiny, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Obviously, Bloomington is really good. We're about to get our Bloomington Pride soon.
Yeah.
I've always seen Bloomington is pretty good.
I think Bloomington's yes and no.
Oh.
I think it depends what generation you're looking at.
Yeah.
Because the adults there are really scary. Like, the old people. I've had some, like, glares. I mean, we think we got our tires slashed that one time.
I guess that's true.
But I think it is a college town, and it's a pretty open party college
typically
town.
Typically, in college towns, it feels pretty safe, unless it's, like, specifically a Catholic college.
Yeah, which I know a few that are not doing good right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know about Bloomington. Bloomington's a yes and no to me. I think it depends what part of Bloomington you're into.
I don't feel safe being out in Indy.
Oh, I don't. I never have.
I didn't know how you felt. Like, when we're in Indy, I don't feel safe.
No.
Like, absolutely. Regardless of a person, like, personal safety, uh-huh. Like, LGBT, I don't feel safe.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in years past, I felt more safe.
But we talked earlier before that Indy's just going so downhill.
Yeah. I think now it's getting really bad. I mean, I always felt safe in Greenwood until recently.
Somewhere that seems very progressive to me, I've only been once and it wasn't when I was with you, is Fort Wayne. It seems to me that up north is more progressive, and I know I do a lot of research about where there's LGBT centers, and one of the biggest ones is up towards Fort Wayne.
I thought so, because yeah. I remember when I thought I was going to get kicked out when I was in high school, I was looking into going to Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
For refuge.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best places in Indiana.
I'm pretty sure. I think you're right.
But Terre Haute's not the worst.
Not the worst. I mean, I think it's coming up.
Not great.
No.
I feel like it's getting worse than what I knew of it in the past.
Yeah.
Like I said, I hadn't been out as LGBT or anything until I got with you. But, and I think I'm going to talk about this in one of the blogs or something. I remember, like, thinking about it. When I was going to church heavily around the age of, like, 14, 15, a lesbian couple, like, went to my church. And I, like, witnessed how they were treated. And they're treated a lot better now than they were back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it just kind of depends.
Yeah.
Which I think it goes for anywhere.
Yeah.
Really.
For Tennessee, we got engaged in Tennessee. I don't understand, like, why the policy is so low, because from my personal experience, I felt safe.
I felt really safe.
Felt safe. We walked around Memphis, which Memphis is known for being rough.
Yeah.
Memphis is known for being, like, the fucking hood of Tennessee. And we walked around Memphis holding hands at night.
And people were so friendly to us.
When it was dark, people were walking up and talking to us. Nobody, like, made any comments. No one even really gave us stares or anything.
No more than normal.
And we're not overly affectionate in public, but you can usually tell we're a couple. Like, we went to a Broadway show there, and it all was great.
I think we sat next to a gay couple.
Oh, did we?
I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't even remember. But then, I haven't been to Nashville as far as, like, I don't know what it's called, but, like, downtown Nashville. I haven't been with you, but it's kind of scary sometimes now. Mm-hmm. It's getting scarier. So I don't know if I would feel entirely comfortable doing the same with you in Nashville.
Yeah.
But at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel, at, like, the specific part of Nashville that we were at, I felt safe there.
I felt great there.
But they're pretty progressive for the most part. They're a really good, like, center. And I don't think they would let anything happen. Which, that's where I wanted to get married, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know how the judges are going to react. You don't know if you're going to be able to find someone proper to marry you. You don't know if someone's going to decide to hate crime your wedding. Like,
yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah, it's a yes and no. I've always loved Tennessee. And I always saw Tennessee as pretty progressive, despite how southern it is.
It's gorgeous. I want to take so many. Like, I love Pigeon Forge area.
I love Tennessee.
Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg. Yeah. I used to go to Gatlinburg all the time.
Yeah. Everywhere. The mountains. What are they? The Smoky Mountains?
Smoky Mountains, I think.
They are gorgeous. I've stayed in the middle of those. They're fantastic.
But, I mean, are you one of those states that's good to visit, not good to live?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of those.
Illinois is supposed to be extremely progressive and supposed to be extremely liberal, but we did not have good experiences in Illinois.
No.
We got more stares and more, like, judging looks in Illinois than I think we have gotten anywhere else. And we've been in Tennessee and Arkansas and all that, yeah. Like...
I remember we were both pretty confused, because, I mean, they do...
It could have been the part, though. We were in southern Illinois. Yeah. I don't know if that makes a difference.
I don't know.
I feel like around Chicago would be a little bit better, even though Chicago is dangerous. I wonder if they're more liberal up there.
I kind of wondered that. I kind of wondered if maybe because Chicago is so dense that maybe they're overriding the policies more.
That's a lot of the problem with Illinois, is a lot of people want to split Illinois in half because the southern part of Illinois does not feel that they are well represented by Chicago.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
I personally, I know that we haven't been in Florida together.
Yeah.
I've always felt safe in Florida. So when I found out, like, I mean, granted, there's been new legislations now since I've last been, and there's a whole bunch
of
other...
Was Florida where that gay club was shot up? Was that Florida?
Yes. Pulse? Are you talking about Pulse?
I don't know.
The most recent one?
I don't know. Where the club was shot up? That was specifically, like, a gay club.
That was probably Pulse. Then, yeah, that was in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's that. And maybe that has something to do with their rating. Because
that's
such a devastating shooting.
That's, like, I wasn't LGBTA at all at that time. But that was when I saw things change with Florida. Like, after that point, I was like, that is not good.
And I know some people are really good with dates for different LGBT monumental things. I am not. So I googled it, and it was in 2016. Which
yeah.
is really sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
I remember when it happened. I remember being devastating. I remember crying with everybody I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And being just sick thinking yeah. about it. I'm trying to figure out... So it was June 12th when that happened. So... I want to see when they were legalized, see how far away it was. June 26th. It was the same month.
Yeah.
14 days after Pulse.
Yeah,
that
was interesting.
Oh, that was in 2015.
So a year after.
I thought gay marriage was legalized in 2016. It was legalized in 2015?
Oh.
Have we been wrong this entire time? Have I been wrong this entire time?
I was going off of what you said.
I thought it was 2016. I guess it was 2015. That's my bad.
Oh, well, Oops. We just messed that up for a different episode.
Oops.
I'll have to put, like, a disclaimer. Be like, editing, Sam. We were incorrect.
Oops.
It's okay.
But it was a year and 14 days before.
Yeah.
Huh. Oops. Guess that's what I get for not looking things up, huh?
Do you want to go ahead and move on to the world one? Because I just feel like it'd be best just to tack it on.
Yeah.
Because, like...
I think we should.
Like, there's not that much there.
No, and it was really difficult to research.
Yeah. So going along with the States topic, we also decided to take a look at sort of how queer people are treated throughout the world. I really wanted to focus specifically on more developed countries, because we know things like... Like, tribes and stuff in certain countries that are cut off from the world, they're not going to be treated well there sometimes,
yeah.
depending on the culture. A lot of people that are shut off from the world are not accepting. But, so I wanted to try to focus on more developed countries, but overall, it's a really difficult subject to get any data on.
I'm also an idiot, and I'm kind of the one that led the way on this one.
I was looking it up, though.
Yes.
I did research on Google Scholar and couldn't find almost anything.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even add anything to your notes, because I could not find anything.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's one of those things that, like, if you're a listener that's from one of these countries and you know something completely different, let us know. Let the people
we can only know what we, like, saw online.
We're halfway across the world.
Yeah.
And I am very much sheltered in a really negative light against other countries, which is horrible, but
I'm a little less sheltered, but not, like, I don't know nearly enough. You know, I love different cultures and stuff that. It's so fascinating.
I'm fascinated by it. I'm just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But the first one that I really found, so I looked up an article, and it was called outadventures.com, and I think it's like a gay travel blog. That's what it seemed to me. But they talked about the world's 10 greatest LGBT-friendly countries for travelers. So that's not even including people that live there. So I'm sure it's completely different there. And as far as I understand, this was more recent, and it was a queer couple that was just like traveling and had their, talked about their experiences. So I'm sure their experiences are going to be a lot different than most people. But I tried to focus more on the facts that they presented, and kind of looked up my own information to make sure that they seemed legit, and they did, so hopefully I'm right. But the first one that they really talked about was Argentina, which became the first Latin American country to legalize same-sex marriage, which was in 2010. Keep in mind, that was the first Latin American country.
And that was before America, though.
Yeah, before America. Yeah, I know. I was really shook. And then they passed the gender identity law in 2012, which meant that people in Argentina could change their gender without surgery, hormone therapy, or even psychiatric evaluation.
Damn, we need to move to Argentina.
That's what I said. No, I was looking through that and I was like, well, shit, why are we going anywhere else in America? We're going to go to Argentina. Fuck this place. And everything, including any kind of reassignment surgeries or hormonal surgeries, is covered between public and private healthcare plans in Argentina.
Cool.
So, guess we're packing our bags, babe. We're gonna go, because screw America. Actually, I don't know anything about Argentina.
I don't know anything.
I don't know what language they're spoken, which is horrible. I don't know nothing.
I would guess Spanish, if I had to guess, or some variation of Spanish, kind of, but I could be wrong.
I don't know that.
There may be, like, specific languages specific to Argentina.
I'm sorry if you're offended by our lack of knowledge.
We really just don't know. It's like, it's not like a willful ignorance. It's legitimately just like, we're trying to learn and we're trying to research.
We're poor Americans that don't understand things.
That we're only taught American history and that's it.
Yeah, and anybody that knows the United States understands that. We're sheltered. So the next one is Australia, which they did a survey, which I think we could probably just link that.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to like really, really look at who posted the survey and everything. I didn't really save it. But it said 79% of people agree that society should accept homosexuality, which makes Australia the fifth most gay-accepting country in the world. But with trans rights, it's a little different. It kind of varies. With some parts of Australia still requiring like reassignment surgeries before you can legally change your gender, and some don't. So it's like a iffy thing, and I think that's with a lot of things. It's even with the United States, like some places are more comfortable with like gay people, some people are more comfortable with trans people, and vice versa. And it's,
yeah,
we can't just be grouped into one group because we're such a big group, and it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah,
because everybody's just like, oh yeah, we're so like open to LGBT rights now, and it's like, we're open to gay rights now. Which is good. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I'm really glad that we're getting more progressive.
It just can't always be interchanged.
Yeah. We can't always just knock trans people out of the conversation. And I know there's a kind of a decently large movement right now where they're just not using LGB.
I know. I saw that recently. And they're just saying LGB people.
And I'm sure we're going to somebody listen to this. It's like, oh yeah, that's what it is. No. I'm going to voice my opinion here. Don't exclude me on the conversation, okay? I am just as discriminated as a trans person as I am as a queer person.
I think there's some conservative LGB people that I think they say, like, yeah, we get the sexuality thing, but we don't get the gender thing, mm-hmm. which is something I hear very often, but it's not good.
Yeah. I mean,
like, that's just unacceptable.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I'm going to grit my teeth and complain. Portugal is another one, which they also legalized same-sex marriage in 2010, and surgery is not required to change your gender identity. I'm assuming on your paper. When they say, like, change your gender identity, I'm assuming they mean legally.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would, like, have your own identity, but...
Yeah, like, referring to legal.
France is way more queer-friendly than I thought. I thought French people, like the French community, was really anti-LGBT. According to this blog, there have been a queer mecca since the 70s, which is kind of cool. And now that I think about it, maybe that's why my dad hates France so much. He always complains about how much he hates French people.
This is so bad. But in the Legally Blonde song that says gay or European, it says depending on the time of day, the French go either way.
Oh.
I wonder if that's what it's referring to.
Maybe.
I don't know anything about France, so I can't even say, but that's the only thing I thought of.
You know, I bet that's true because a lot of queer cultures, like, based around nightlife.
Yeah.
So then they say maybe time of day, maybe that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But anyways, in France, same-sex marriage and adoption are legal. And you don't have to get surgery to change your gender, which is cool. They're already doing better than America.
The next one you're going to talk about is the only one that I've ever heard good things about. Like,
do you want to talk about that? Because I didn't know anything.
Well, I was just saying, like, I don't know. All I'm saying is it's the only one that I've heard from people that they're, like, really accepting.
Cool. So the next one we're talking about is Iceland, which is the green one.
Yeah.
In case you're curious.
Something that I read said that Iceland is really accepting and Greenland is not. Mm-hmm. But that may, like, be outdated or not true. But that's what I heard. But I've heard worldwide that Iceland is one of the more accepting countries in the whole world.
Interesting. They repealed their law criminalizing, like, I'm assuming sodomy and other quote-unquote homosexual acts in 1940. I don't know what that consists of entirely, but...
It's probably, like, what we have with Lawrence, where it's, like, same-sex sex.
Yeah.
It's probably that.
Just gays doing gay things. Since the 1940s, they have steadily enacted anti-discrimination, fair adoption, and equal age of consent laws. Their parliament even amended the law to define marriage as between two individuals rather than just a man and a woman, and there was no argument against that, which I thought was really cool.
That's really cool.
Like, apparently, like, the entire parliament agreed that that should just be two individuals rather than genderizing it. So that made me incredibly happy.
Yeah.
And, like, go Iceland. You seem cool.
No, I want to travel there.
I think you should.
You should too.
Sounds like a cool vacation.
Do they speak English in Iceland?
I have no clue.
I hope so.
Hey, well, Iceland people, do you Iceland, speak English?
Iceland people, one of you that's trustworthy will come stay at your house, so.
Sounds great. Cool, we'll hang out. New Zealand, gay marriage is legal. There is protection for both housing and employment, so if you're queer, you may not get fired for that. Unlike America. You're allowed to be out in the military. Which is cool. You can be gay.
And I remember in school we had a New Zealand foreign exchange student, and I wonder what she thought about Little Clay City, Indiana.
Probably confused.
We're so racist and homophobic. I don't know what she thought was going on.
Poor girl.
She was mad because, like, apparently New Zealand and Australia is a continent, from what she was saying, and it's called Australasia.
What?
That's what she said. I've talked to you about this before. I'm gonna look it up, but that's what she always told us.
That hurts my brain. I don't even know how many continents there are. I'm not the best person.
Wikipedia says, Australasia is a region which comprises Australia, New Zealand, and some of the neighboring islands in the Pacific Ocean. But she was mad that we had never heard of that, and I was like, oh, sorry, queen.
No, I'm so uncultured. Like, those, like, memes about people asking, like, models questions about the U.S., and they say really dumb things, that's me. Deadass. Everybody's, like, all, like, yelling at them, talking about un-American, and I'm like, I would have said that, too, so I can't say a word.
Yeah.
But also in New Zealand, you can change your gender identity and adopt as a queer couple, which is cool. I also think we should visit New Zealand now. Canada. We love Canada as Americans.
Back to New Zealand, I wonder if they have the same amount of bugs as Australia. Because if you have any spiders that look like the Australia ones, I'm never coming. Ever.
That's fair.
Ever.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm so terrified of spiders, it's not gonna happen.
We'll have to do some bug research.
Yeah.
But Canada, we as Americans who hate America, love Canada. Dream come true.
Yeah.
There is no requirement for surgery in order to change your gender marker. A 2019 poll showed that 91.8% were comfortable with queer people and 87.6% were comfortable with trans people. And I believe this was counted as neighbors, like, not as people in general, but, like, living next to a queer couple or something.
The problem with Canada that I've heard about, which, like, once again, Canadian viewers, feel free to correct me. I feel like I know a decent amount about Canada, but obviously I don't, like, have the research in front of you and everything. Certain places in Canada, I've heard, are very anti-American. Mm-hmm. I know when I was studying about where to possibly live in Canada, I was told to never, ever go to Quebec.
Yeah, I was told
that it's really bad for Americans. And from what I've always heard Alberta is really good for Americans. That's what I've always heard.
I've also, I mean, again, I don't know either. I've never been to Canada. I've only seen it on the horizon from Michigan. But I listen to a lot of Canadian YouTubers, and I've heard mixed things. I mean, they're both, the two that I mainly watch are trans, and they've had mixed feelings about Canada. I've heard that some
It's another parts, one that is so large that it's just going to vary.
Yeah, I've heard some parts aren't great, and I remember one of them was always having a really bad issue with being trans and being there and always got, like, shit happening to him and stuff like that.
I know somebody in Newfoundland that was able to get T, like, a month after being trans. I don't know how much discrimination they faced, but I know they got T really fast.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Canada might be different. But this is what they said, and the research kind of seemed to back it up, but I don't know. The one that surprised me the most, South Africa legalized gay marriage in 2006.
South Africa really surprises people because when they think about Africa, they think what Americans think Africa is.
Yeah.
And that there's just, like, shacks and there's no water ever and you have to walk 6 miles to get a drink. Like, things like, they think that about, like, everything that has to do with Africa.
And I'm not going to defend us because that's just us being uneducated.
Yeah.
But I know for my sake, it was a lot of Christian TV
of
pushing
whole,
out to we, donate.
We have to go save the Africans as if we're any better with poverty and things like that.
I got that shoved into my face a lot as a kid.
It's called, there's a new word for it now. Christian, what is it?
Bombardment.
No, there's like, it's sort of like having a hero complex.
I forget,
like, there's a word that's coming out for it now, but it's basically thinking that because you're like a Christian and you're gonna go like be a missionary, that you need to like save these poor little children when they're literally just living in their normal culture.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I completely agree with helping out people that are extremely poor and that don't have access to clean water and things like that. Like, I'm not saying I disagree with helping them. I'm saying if people are legitimately happy and living their lives in their culture, we do not need to come in and Americanize them, like, at all.
It goes for anywhere.
Yeah.
America, just stay put.
But people don't see South Africa, like, as it is. And the thing I know about South Africa is it is way more developed than anybody thinks it is.
Really?
It's extremely developed. There's a popular South African YouTuber in the time of, like, 2015-2016. Casper Lee.
I don't know.
Joe Sugg, Zoella.
Oh, yeah?
That group, Casper Lee, was a popular YouTuber that hung out with them, and he was South African.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I've got this American bias, but I always... I mean, even in my cultures class, we always talked about how bad Africa was.
I think some parts are.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we always talked about, like, terrorist groups and stuff.
I know Nigeria is really bad.
Maybe that's what we're thinking of.
Let me do a quick Google search.
Like, I don't want to offend anybody. I mean, it's just, like, what I remember hearing about. But, like, I mean, I've even heard of different cultures learning stuff wrong about America too. I mean, it just, when you have that ocean separating you and you're not actively experiencing it, Google isn't always right.
Yeah, I'm trying to like look up things about Africa and it's not a lot is like even coming up just because of how, but I know from personal experience and people that are Nigerian that Nigeria is really, really bad. I know that for sure, without a doubt. In most places. It's not as well as we, like, it's not as much as we picture it as Americans. Because, for context, I know a pastor and his family that are from Nigeria. And they both got their college degree and everything, which I was shocked about. I'm like, there's colleges in Africa?
Yeah, I know.
No, but he also told me a story about how much control the government has. And he said that he was a year away from getting one of his degree, and they just came and shut the college down for no reason without saying anything. And there was no, like, nothing they could do. And then, obviously, recently there's been terrorist problems where things are getting bombed and people are getting shot and, like, things like that. But there are a lot of areas that are not as bad as Americans think they are.
Yeah.
That, like, that, like, African people have come out and said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to sum all this up, I've basically, from the research I've done, that most queer-friendly countries are European. They
I noticed you didn't mention the UK, though.
The UK didn't come up.
Because I've heard things recently that there's a lot of anti-trans stuff happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that. I don't know how true that is. I've heard it from people that are living in the UK. So I don't know if maybe they're a little less accepting than, like, the rest of Europe.
I've only heard really bad things about queer people in the UK. I don't know how true it is.
I've heard good things about people that are gay, but I've heard bad things about people that are trans.
I've even heard bad things about gay people, too. Mm. I mean, granted, that could be just, like, younger generations being wrong.
Who knows?
But according to this list, Iceland, Ireland, which was kind of surprising me, but again, American, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, Luxembourg, Sweden, Spain, Norway, and Belgium are all pretty queer friendly.
Yeah, I've always heard, aside from Iceland, that Sweden, Denmark, and Norwegian cultures are typically very accepting, just of new people in general.
If I am thinking of this properly, correct me if I'm wrong, the Netherlands is supposed to be super trans friendly.
Oh.
If I remember correctly.
I don't know. I know very little about the Netherlands.
I don't know a lot, but I remember reading somewhere that they had a lot of really cool LGBT trans friendly, like, acts put in place.
That's cool.
From, like, an early time. I did not know Luxembourg was a thing. I thought that was a thing in Germany.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about Sweden. My gender studies teacher, that I actually hated, but she had some cool stories. She used to travel back and forth to Sweden, and she said Sweden is incredible for queer people.
Mm-hmm.
She says they're really friendly there, and they're really cool and accepting, and they got a lot of cool laws in place.
Huh.
To protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, I don't know. I don't really think about anything else. I've heard Jacksepticeye talk about Ireland being pretty cool.
Yeah.
He said they're pretty cool with queer people.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We already talked about France. France is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Spain kind of surprises me. I thought I heard bad things about Spain and some things.
We didn't cover any of the eastern half of the world, hardly. Like, we covered, New Zealand and Australia, but we didn't, like, mention at all China, Japan.
There's a reason for that.
Korea, Thailand, the Philippines. Like, that was just my thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know how LGBT people are treated in any of those at all. I just thought it was interesting that we didn't mention any of those. The only research that I did, the only thing I found out in researching for this episode, I always knew Russia was bad, obviously, with trans people especially, well, with LGBT people. I didn't realize that they were still really bad, but apparently they are. Which is not the Russians' fault, it's the Russian government, because fuck the Russian government.
True. So, I'm looking a little bit eastern. Literally, I'm looking on the humanitydidn'ttrust.org map for law maps of criminalization for queer people, and literally, like, most of Asia is just not on here at all.
Yeah.
Which,
I wonder if that one that I did, the States, has a world one.
Maybe.
Because they included everything, even if there's no legislation.
Yeah. Which looks like Indonesia criminalizes LGBT people, criminalizes sodomy.
That was in one of the charts that you shared with me. It said Indonesia was really bad.
Yeah, it looks like the maximum punishment for any of this is 8 years imprisonment and 100 lashes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little
scary. Oh yeah, this equality map, I don't think they have a world one, unfortunately. They really need to make that.
Indonesia.
Because I love that map.
Malaysia criminalizes LGBT people, sodomy, sex between women, criminalizes gender expression of trans people, which the maximum punishment is 20 years imprisonment and whipping.
Wow.
In Malaysia.
I read somewhere, it might have been Russia, I don't know. They said that the punishment for being LGBT was corporal punishment, and I was like, isn't that typically referred to as spanking? I wonder if that's like a general term for whipping too.
Maybe.
I read that somewhere. I was like, I don't know what that means, but I did read that.
I'm trying to look up real quick and see if I can find anything about Asia. Just because I don't want to disclude them. I found, on hotels.com, so this is fun. apparently, Boracay Island in the Philippines is where the nation's first Pride Festival took place. So they're supposed to be cool. Taiwan legalized same-sex marriage. Because they're the first Asian state to legalize it.
What?
Bangkok, Thailand is possibly the world's party capital for the LGBT community. I don't know how true that is. Indonesia has gay-friendly clubs, beaches, and hotels. I don't understand why Hong Kong's on here. Tokyo, Japan. One of the most vibrant gay districts in Asia.
Like I said, I wonder if city-wide, there's certain cities that are better. I think that's
probably what it is.
It's just not country-wide.
Mumbai, India. You can attend one of the world's best LGBT film festivals.
Wow. There's a lot of film festivals there, though.
Yeah. Singapore is... apparently, possibly Asia's most diverse city-state.
Yeah.
Shanghai, China is growing in the LGBT scene. And Nepal is apparently a beacon for LGBT rights.
That's cool.
But other than that, I think it is city-based. And it is that they're not really open for that conversation yet.
Yeah.
But correct me if I'm wrong, if you're from any part of Asia.
For real, yeah.
And you know more than we do.
It's really interesting.
It's really intriguing. I've always been fascinated.
I would love to interview somebody like from Asia that's LGBT. That'd be so cool.
I would love to go to Asia. Any part of Asia.
I don't know. Like, a lot of people are focused on going to Japan. I would love the food, but I don't really know. Like,
I just love the street culture.
Some of it kind of scares me. Like, certain cultures, like, I would definitely want to learn about, like, a lot about the language and what is accepting. Like, my main problem and why I'm scared to travel to certain countries is because I don't want to offend anybody with being overly American.
True.
Like, with any country I go to that's outside the U.S., I want to study a lot on their cultures and, like, what's acceptable to them.
Mm-hmm.
And not just go act like an annoying American tourist.
I know. And that's the kicker.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I really like about Seek Discomfort is because, I mean, most of them are all from different countries, and they've traveled everywhere.
That's cool.
And one of them, he's even dating or engaged to the world record holder for the youngest person to travel to all the countries in the world.
Wow.
And I listened to a podcast episode that they did, and it was fascinating. They were talking about how to be an American in other countries.
Yeah.
Especially in the really rural ones that people don't even really know exist.
Yeah.
And it is about stepping into their culture. Like, some of them, like, even before they get off the plane or out of the car, they have to change their clothes.
Yeah, I've heard clothes. You're not supposed to wear, like, really bright clothes is what I've heard in certain countries.
A lot of them say that you really want to get clothes from that country before you come, depending where you're at.
Yeah.
'Cause even one of them, I think he's from Iran or Saudi Arabia or something, and even he was changing his clothes before he went in.
Yeah.
And he's he moved like to America from there for refuge, and he still changes his appearance.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's interesting.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.